You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
I'm not going to lie. I feel Costos' pain with the whole Jalen Brunson thing, but it is what it is. So Nick Ashew and Chris Mack in for the guys here. You better, you bet. 2 hours to go. And we've spent so much time because this is what the NBA gives us this time of year is all kinds of scenarios on the futures market. Who's going to do what? Who's going to go where? How does that change the odds? There's also a lot of stars, a lot of young talent that decided to stay right where they are, which is what the NBA envisioned when they had these super max deals and they had these big rookie extensions. You get more money when you stay where you are. Zion Williamson, who has played 85 games his entire career, got 5 years and $193 million. Darius Garland got the same. So did Ja Morant, could go up to about $231 million. Carl Anthony Towns got four for $224 million. Plus, they traded for Rudy Gobert on Friday in Minnesota. Devin Booker gets four for $214 million. Bradley Beal in Washington. And I will have something to say about this in a minute, my friend. 5 years, $251 million. And the Wizards' odds to win the title are 500-1. Great investment, Washington. Nikola Jokic, obviously, highest paid player ever at 5 for $264 million. Deserves it. Back-to-back MVPs. He's incredible. Good. When you look at some of these young players, and Beal is not in that category with the rest of them. This is his second Supermax, and I'll need my time maybe to vent at some point later. But when you look at some of these other young teams, the Pelicans are in a great situation. The Cavs are in a great situation. They just signed Darius Garland. He's an all-star. The Grizzlies are in a great spot. Even the Suns with Devin Booker now, 4 for $214 million. Yeah, of course you're going to pay him. They're in a great spot. There are some young teams that they're taking that next step. And you have to solidify that young talent you have, and we're getting that now.
And you look at each of those ones that you listed, we ran up and down the list, and the only teams that I don't feel better about today than I did, say, a week ago would be
Washington.
Yeah, they'd be the Pelicans. Yes, you're Washington Wizards.
I'm used to it, man. It's what it is.
I gotta let you breathe on that one. But the Pelicans, you point out, have a ton of potential. I don't know if I would have committed to Zion that length. I mean, they probably had to do that length of term to get it done, to be quite honest. So
yes,
I don't fault them for that. But you feel better about every single one of those organizations for making those moves. Garland, Morant, Booker, certainly Jokic, obviously, Carl Anthony Towns. I love that extension. The Rudy Gobert trade is a different animal altogether. I don't like the amount of resources and assets they gave up to make that happen. In effect, I don't want to say minimizing Towns' role once you get to the postseason, but that's what it feels like it's going to do in a lot of situations. But you look at all of those teams, and outside of New Orleans, who is still, there's so much unproven there, and Washington, which it's probably the exact opposite of that. There is a lot proven, and that's exactly why it doesn't make sense.
More than enough.
you feel better about each and every one of those teams because of those extensions. And I think if you're Memphis, if you're Phoenix, if you're Denver, those are the ones I feel best about. And nothing against Darius Garland and what the Cavs are building. And again, nothing against Karl Anthony Towns in particular, but I don't like the addition of Gobert. If I look at the Grizzlies, the Suns, and the Nuggets, those are the three, when we go over that whole list, I go, okay, those are the three that there's got to be a championship in the future. There's got to be a championship, at the very least a trip to the finals. And for Devin Booker and the Suns, it's got to be a championship because they've already been there.
Yeah.
It's got to be at least a trip to the finals for the Grizzlies and the Nuggets within the lifetimes of those contracts for Morant and Jokic, respectively.
So it's interesting. So the Cavs sit right now at 40-1 to win the East. And I don't think they're going to win the East, but I do like the position that they're in. I like the young talent that they have. I want to go to the Zion part of this, though, because you bring up an interesting situation that a lot of teams are in, essentially, right now. When you've got a young star like Zion Williamson, despite the fact that he's only played 85 games and they're 20-1 just to win the West right now, we know the young talent they have. We know the draft picks they have from the Lakers, by the way, for the Anthony Davis trade, on top of all of the other young talent that's on there. Brandon Ingram had a great year. We saw the strides, you know, that organization made this year. I know why, and I understand why they signed Zion Williamson to that deal. And I know why he took it. It makes sense. That does not guarantee at all that Zion Williamson will stay in New Orleans. Now, short term, yes. The CBA says you sign this extension, you're here for a year at least, which that's great. I've talked to some people that have said there are some issues between Zion Williamson and their GM, David Griffin, or team president, David Griffin. And a lot of players will say, I'm going to take the money. It's guaranteed money. I'm going to go with it. And then I can figure out the rest of my situation later. That's kind of what this is. But it also is the same thing for the Pelicans, because that's not a big market. That's not a free agent destination. New Orleans is a great city. I was born there. I was too young to ever like understand how awesome it is. But like I have love for New Orleans, even though I was three when I left. I get it. But like, it's a fun city, but it's not a big market, and it's not a free agent destination as a team. So when you have somebody that could be the face of the NBA if he stays healthy in Zion Williamson, you got to make that. You get that deal, you get it done, he gets paid, you go from there. But it doesn't mean that he's going to be there the next 5 years. I love the Pelican situation, but that is still a continued volatile situation with Zion Williamson, his health, and just where they are over the next couple of years.
Yeah, it's why I don't include them, Zion and the Pelicans, in that list of teams of, well, you've got to get to the finals or win a championship in the lifetime of that contract.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take anything away from Darius Garland and what they're building up in Cleveland, because I think they're building the right way. They're building, again, I keep referencing this, they're building as a team, right? They're not necessarily built around two or three superstars. And that's the right way to do it. But I come back to Memphis, Phoenix, and Denver. And those three, and again, for Phoenix, it has to be a title. For the other two, Memphis and Denver, it's got to be a trip to the finals. And I think if I had to peg one as most, one of those three that's most likely to happen, and I know this isn't a popular take given the way they went out this year and two disappointments in a row, I think it's Devin Booker and the Suns. And it's especially unpopular because of the way Booker went out. I get it. He was tortured by Luka.
It sounds like there was a big COVID outbreak on that team too. The way that they played in that game seven, you're going, what is wrong with this team? They don't look prepared at all. They forgot the game even existed. So when we started hearing those conversations about like a COVID outbreak with the team, I'm starting to look around going, that may not be a true example of where they would have been had they all been. And I don't know, we don't really know what that is, but there's still a lot, I think, with that Suns organization in terms of like their immediate present, but then also the future on top of that.
Yeah. And I will take it again, as I've narrowed it down to these three, as we try to play bookie just a little bit, or at the very least debate which one's most likely to happen. I will take Booker winning a title in Phoenix in the next 4 years, just barely ahead of Ja and the Joker getting to a finals in the next 5 years. I think all three of those have to be the end games, though.
I really like Denver, but the West is tough. And we obviously, having seen Phoenix already get to the NBA Finals, you feel a little more comfortable, right? Being able to say that, where yeah. Devin Booker is and what the Suns can do. Put Kevin Durant aside for a minute. Mm-hmm. Looking at the Suns' immediate future, it also depends on, like, if they don't make any trade, they don't have nothing to do with Kevin Durant. Chris Paul's health, Chris Paul's trajectory over the next 2 years, the next year alone, is really what matters to that team, because we saw what they could do when they went 8-0 in the bubble, and you kind of had that like coming out party for Devin Booker, and you're like, oh, all right, he's taking that next step. To look at where the Suns are right now, it really does it depends on Chris Paul, because without Chris Paul, they are not nearly the same team that they are with him. And because he's the leader, it's not about the numbers. His numbers aren't what they used to be. It's the leader that he is. It's the extension of the coaching staff on the floor that he brings. And if they can't get him out there, you know, consistently, or he's even like, it's not even to the point where it's like Chris Paul is an all-star, but it's Chris Paul getting you 16 points and 9 assists a game yeah. and playing consistent minutes and staying healthy. That's really the difference for that team. But yeah, Devin Booker and the Suns are obviously in a great position there, but that's more about now versus like the long-term future with that team.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, and how do they absorb what I presume now? I don't know for sure, but what I presume will be the loss of DeAndre Ayton. I mean, that's not an easy hole.
I mean, you can presume
that
it's going to happen. You can presume it. It's going to happen. He's gone.
So you know that's another part of the puzzle to put together out in Phoenix that is not it's not easy. That's not an easy piece to fill. On top of what kind of Chris Paul are you going to get? But if I honestly believe, and maybe I'm foolish for this, I believe in Devin Booker's ability to step up and be one of those MVP mm-hmm. level guys. He showed it at times this year. He just fell way short in the postseason. And I think after a couple of years being there, one in the finals, I think we'll start to see, at least my fingers are crossed, knock on wood, that we'll see him start to take a different approach and be more prepared for those situations and show up better for those situations. Because if he doesn't, then in 3 years, what are the Suns going to be? They're going to be just another team out West.
The Nuggets are kind of my sleeper team, though. Not just to win the West, but like if you're looking for some value for a team that like could win the title. I don't necessarily think they're going to, but when I talk about, you know, a little salt-based sprinkle on yes. somebody. The Nuggets are just a little bit. They're 20-1 to win the title. They're 10-1 to win the West. What they've been able to do the last 2 years in the playoffs, think about it. It's 2 years now. Nikola Jokic by himself. If Jamal Murray was actually healthy and ready to go, but it was just they wanted to bring him back. They wanted it to be more earlier before the playoffs, essentially. So they just kind of dealt with what it was by themselves, and then Michael Porter Jr. wasn't ready. I know his health is always going to be an issue. ACL's not a big deal. Like, guys come back from that and it's fine. The Denver Nuggets, if they are fully healthy with Nikola Jokic and then two other guys in Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray, they're good. They're a good team. I don't understand their trade they did with the Wizards. It benefited the Wizards. Will Barton is going to be great for Washington. I don't know why. I mean, I know it was a salary cap thing more than anything with Denver, but you know, I look at that team and at least say, if I'm trying to find someone on this futures market that I could say I'm going to get a little value, they're not a front runner by any stretch, but they could sneak up, it would be the Denver Nuggets. And with Nikola Jokic there, as long as he plays the way that he plays, it's just the most one of the most unique players we've ever had in the NBA. I really like what the next few years are for Denver. And again, it always depends on health, but that's that Denver's in a good spot right now.
20-1 right now. I mean,
Yep.
That's definitely worth the sprinkle. That's
The Grizzlies, I love sprinkles, are 20-1. Just a little sprinkle. Like, you just feel good because I don't want to miss out on the boat, you know, on like a certain team. I'm like, I saw this and I should have done more. Just a little bit.
Just a taste. Yeah. Again, the Grizzlies are 20-1 right now. So if you, if you like that number, which I really like that number for Memphis, then I think you've also got to be in on the Nuggets as well at 20-1. Again, if you're not breaking the bank to place that bet, then it makes a ton of sense.
Now, if they get Kevin Durant, it's going to be very different, though. Your thought, right? Come on now. Come on.
I mean, you talk about freeing up cap space and making moves that don't immediately make a ton of sense. Why would the Nuggets do that?
I was just going to do it. Why would the Nuggets clear up cap space and trade Will Barton? What would it be? I honestly might just watch that like every day. Windhorst and what he did was just so great. But that's the market that we're in, where you look at a lot of teams and you can throw the Windhorst in, but you can also go, why would they do that? How many teams behind the scenes are having conversations where they're looking at Kevin Durant?
All of them.
Yeah.
Because if you're doing your job, that's what you should be doing. You should be having your own Brian
Windhorst
conversation.
We know Utah's not. That's one.
You should be having your own Brian Windhorst conversations behind the scenes in your GM's office. Why would we do that? Well, because we want Durant.
Why would they do such a thing? It's the gift that keeps on giving without any question. But, you know, it's a situation in the NBA where we've got an evolution from the old guard and the old stars to the new ones, and who are going to be those next teams. And I think we're starting to get an idea of what that is now. So we'll look at it, you know, a little bit more on the NBA futures market as it's evolving with NBA free agency, because it's just been the gift that also keeps on giving. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.